Welcome to Let's Talk About Tests Baby, a weekly podcast about software testing, QA processes, agile, and other general geekery. My name's Jem Hill, and I'll be your host. Hello listeners, welcome to episode 28. I hope you're all well. This week's episode is called Satisfied, though the full title is You're Like Me, You'll Never Be Satisfied, which is from Hamilton, which has taken over my life this week. If you don't know, Hamilton is an American Broadway musical theatre thing about the life of Alexander Hamilton, who was one of the founding fathers of America. And I did not give a shit about his life, nor did I know about it until I started listening to the soundtrack of Hamilton, the Broadway show. And now it's taken over my life. It's like a kind of, it's very hip-hop and rap influenced, the music of the show. And it's really good. Go and check it out and come join me in my obsession. As always, hat tip to Mark Jones for that title. Essentially, if a show has a really excellent title, it's probably come from him. So I've written the show in between and during sometimes listening to Hamilton, which is all I've listened to for the past 4 or 5 days. I'll try not to break into song during this podcast. So I wanted to talk about a meetup. I went to my first ever testers meetup last Thursday, as I said, and this will link in to the title eventually. I did almost chicken out. It had been a bit of a long week as well, and I was like, I don't want to go because there'll be people there and people are scary, but I did, and I'm very glad I did. One of the first people I actually spoke to was someone else who was there for the first time, which was kind of nice. Neither of us knew anyone, so you kind of bond over that, and you kind of, I think knowing that other people in the same situation as you, especially in a meetup where you see people talking to each other, is quite good. It makes you feel more comfortable. The session was with James Lindsay, so obviously it was quite full. And as people started to come in, I noticed that actually a quite nicely diverse crowd at the testing meetup, and a lot of people knew each other. But it wasn't everyone, it felt very open. The environment felt very sort of open and welcoming. So I felt comfortable sort of going up and talking to people that I didn't know. I didn't feel like everyone had their own like cliques that I couldn't get into. And it started with a pizza and drinks and chat session, in which I actually spoke to James Lindsay for a bit, which was nice. And some other people, and everyone was friendly. It was great. I've also agreed to do some blogging for the event, for the site. So I'll be publishing that at some point as well. So James Lindsay puts on workshops around exploratory testing, if you don't know. And he was doing a bit of a, obviously not a full workshop, because his full workshops are sort of day-long events. This was a much shorter one. But it was very much based on that. He showed us, he has some puzzles, which they're black box puzzles, which he are online. I'll link to in the show notes. And he created them to help sort of teach exploratory testing and help people think about how they test. The format of the evening was we tackle the first two on an individual basis and then coming together and having a chat for a bit of it afterwards, so we can see what sort of approaches and what sort of things we noticed and what we thought the solutions were to, well, not solutions to the puzzles, but what we thought the puzzles were doing and what each action was, what the result was that was triggered from each action, things like that. Then we split into groups of three or four for the next puzzle, and there were some combinations of at least one tester, one person suggesting what to test, and someone observing the testing and the suggesting, which is a way of looking at how we were testing and our reactions to testing and how we incorporated the feedback into what people were suggesting or what we were testing and things like that. And just to get some teamwork in there and get people talking. And then we split into the room into two for the final one and took one of the harder puzzles each. And again, there were lots of conversations and lots of people questioning each other's hypotheses, incorporating hypotheses into your own. And it was a really interactive, sort of forced you to talk to people around you and in your groups and stuff, which was brilliant for me, not knowing anyone there, having this sort of excuse to go up to someone and go, hello, what are you doing? What do you think? It was great. And afterwards as well, because after after we finished the workshop officially, a few of us met up at a nearby like bar And that was just a great conversation starter, just going, which one did you work on? Because at the end, the two puzzles were 11 and 17. So you go up to someone and go, which one do you do, 11 and 17? Compare notes on those and just learn about the other puzzle as well. So I found that really useful from just a meetup. It was just a great way of running the meetup, and it got everyone talking, everyone really enjoyed it. And especially for me as a first time going there and not really knowing anyone, I'd met one person there before and I'd spoken to another one over social media. That was it. So having those sort of excuses to go up and start conversations was brilliant. And I know I'm going to feel a lot more comfortable going to the next ones and being a bit more brave about it and going up to people and stuff. I have not figured out puzzles 11 and 17 yet. I need to spend more time looking over them. And I'm not entirely sure I've got right to the bottom of 15 either. I need to spend some more time testing. The issues I had there was I forgot my laptop, and I did realise, well, I didn't forget, I didn't take it, and I realised the second I sat down that I should have took my laptop with me. And I also didn't have a pen and paper or anything. So I was testing all these on my phone, and I didn't have anything to write down the actions that I'd taken and what had happened. So for things like the more slight, well, none of them are in depth, but the ones where there's a few different actions you can do, I couldn't keep track easily of what had done what and what I'd done before. So I couldn't keep a flow, if you like, of what I'd done and the possible effects it had going down. Puzzle 15 also highlighted my tendency to kind of jump in to things without necessarily considering some of the outcomes and stuff, which kind of a bit of exposure testing is. You kind of plan things out as you go along, but something like this, it took me a while to, you know, I had to refresh the page a couple of times just to double check what I'd done, which is kind of a consequence of not being able to write stuff down. I had to do the same tests a few times to make sure that the course of action that I was carrying out actually resulted in the result that I thought it did, which is a flaw that I think I've spoken about before. It's one that I'm aware of, but just being reminded of it meant that going forward into the other tests, I was a bit more aware of it, and I took a bit more time, being a bit more caring, trying to remember exactly what I'd done before and comparing that to other things and stuff like that. But it would have been easier if I'd actually had something to write it down on to record it. So I want to go through all of them again over the next coming week or so, just to see if I can get to the bottom of it. Especially as we were going through the answers to 22, and then that's when I realised that I'd been testing it a completely different way and missed this answer that someone else came up with. I'm not going to share the answer here because I can't think of a way of doing it in a way that doesn't give the answer away, and I don't want to give the answers away because I think there's a lot of benefit to going and figuring it out yourself. But I completely just didn't even occur to me. And there were a few of us doing the same thing that were testing one way and completely missing the avenue of testing. And just something as simple as that, going, yeah, you've missed this section, is quite interesting to think about. And that's a good thing about the puzzles. They are quite simple puzzles. They're not like Mensa level or anything, those sort of logic puzzles. But there's enough twists there to not catch you out, but make you think about how you're testing and what sort of things you're looking for. But they are simple enough that it doesn't get frustrating. So they hit that really nice sweet spot for me, which just makes me really quite intrigued about them. So I am looking forward to spending some time going through the puzzles and working out the answers. Like I said, I'm not going to share the answers here, but if you want to get in touch and share notes, I'm quite happy to do that. And so it's always interesting to see other people's biases as well as your own. And the best part of the meetup for me really was just being around other people who test as a career. I'm disappointed that I had to leave the bar fairly early because I had to get home and there was work the next day. The community, as always, is great, both online and offline. And just being around people who are passionate and enjoy testing as much as I do is always invigorating. It always makes me want to go back and do more testing, whether that's inside work or outside work, and just get on with the stuff that I enjoy. So that was my first tester meetup. First of many, I hope. And I'm going to wrap it up here. And I will see you all next week. Go and listen to Hamilton and have a good week. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving if you're in America, and celebrate that, because that's like tomorrow, I think, the day after this goes out. Either way, have a good week. Bye.